when the dark night starts falling and the moon starts to roll, what is this thing that keeps calling? It's the South in my soul.
The Lion Oil Company, producers of 60 petroleum products for transportation, industry, and agriculture, and a variety of nitrogen products to enrich the soil of southern farms, Lion Oil invites you to spend Sunday down south with Dolores Watson, the Anita Kerr Singers, Owen Bradley, and the Lion Orchestra. Here's our star, Buddy Holt.
What is this thing that keeps calling?
It's the South in
Hi, folks, this is Buddy Hall speaking for Lion Oil and your friendly Lion Oil dealer, and passing out a great big welcome to another Sunday down south. To be out and out honest about the whole thing, the old southern sunshine is just a little too tepid for any outdoor shenanigans today. So we bought ourselves an air conditioner, 20 pounds of ice and a pound of sugar, a few lemons, a few cups, Dixie cups, that is. And if you don't mind, we'd like to spend the day at home in a few musical homes you'll enjoy. Owen, let's head for that shanty in old shanty town.
Won't you come along with us? Time to get aboard a bus. Looking all around and trucking on down, we found a brand new shanty town.
It's only a shanty in old shanty town. The roof is so slanty, it touches the ground. But my tumble-down shack, by an old railroad track, like a millionaire's mansion, is calling me back. I'd give up a palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown in a shanty in old shanty town.
There's a shanty in a town on a little plot of ground with the green grass growing all around, the roof so worn, so badly torn that it tumbles to the ground. Just a tumble down shack and it's built way back about 25 feet from the railroad track. Lingers on my mind most all the time, keeps calling me back to my little old shack.
I'd give up a palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown in a shanty, in old shanty town.
Won't you come along with us? Time to get aboard a bus to a brand new shanty town.
Well, thank you very much.
Hi, buddy.
Well, here's a girl who'd be nice to come home to. How's everything, Dolores?
Oh, just fine. You know, I'd like...
Shh. Just a minute.
Anything wrong?
There sure is. Dave Cobb didn't come barging in on us the way he usually does.
Well, he was here, but I saw him rush out a moment ago.
Very, very strange, but very nice, because you and I can talk in peace, and maybe you can ramble through a home-type song for us.
Ready, willing, and able. Now, what would you like? I have here a song about a little grass shack.
No.
Cabin in the Pines?
No.
Castle in Spain type song?
No, Dolores, just pick your favorite home and head for it.
Well, then I may do a little traveling, buddy, because any place I hang my hat is home.
So tell us with a song.
Okay. Free and easy, that's my style. Howdy do me, watch me smile. Fare thee well, me, after while. 'Cause I gotta roam, and any place I hang my hat is home. water, cherry wine. Thank you kindly, suits me fine. Kansas City, Caroline. That's my honeycomb. Cause any place I hang my hat is home. Birds roosting in the tree, pick up and go, and the going proves that's how it ought to be. I pick up too, where the spirit moves me. Cross the river, round the bend, hearty stranger, so long friend. There's a voice in the lonesome wind that keeps whispering home. I'm going where a welcome mat is, no matter where that is, cause any place I hang my hat is home. Any place I hang my hat is home.
Oh, strictly wonderful, Dolores, and thank you.
Okay, you may begin now, buddy. You can start our home show because I just put the final touch on my new place.
What was that?
I just ran out and tacked up a little sign over the fireplace. Bless our mortgaged home.
He's back, isn't he?
He very is. Well, do he is. Dave, for your information, our singing show about a home is well underway, and you left us at the threshold.
Oh, well, gee, I'm sorry, buddy, but you know how a new house takes up your time and thinking.
Dave, I'm sorry I couldn't make it at your housewarming party, but to be honest, I drove around for hours and couldn't find your new house.
Well, it's in the new subdivision, the place with the chimney.
Oh, is that it? Well, all I could see was the chimney sticking out of the ground.
Well, a new house has to settle, you know. Honestly.
Seriously, Dave, your new place is great. How much frontage do you have?
Oh, about 200 feet as the escrow flies. Escrows.
Do you like the neighborhood?
Oh, fine, fine. Except the woman across the street. Awfully nosy. Had trouble with her last night. You know the type. Watches the furniture being moved in, watches the kind of drapes you put up, watches you come and go. Well, she's so nosy, and she's nearsighted, too, I guess, because last night I went out on the front porch to shake the mop, and she called the cops. She thought I was choking my wife.
but otherwise, everything's smooth.
Oh, yes. Yes, we're having the usual new house difficulties. Little things out of kilter, you know. Some of the electric plugs were mixed up, I guess, because this morning I went into the kitchen and the radio was all covered with frost and the refrigerator was singing, I believe.
Well, Dave, what period is your furniture?
Beg pardon?
I say, what period is your furniture? At our house, the furniture goes back to Louis XIV.
Oh. Well, mine goes back to Sears on the 15th. I just thought I'd throw that in. I wish I'd thrown it out. No, seriously, our furniture is sort of unusual. I think it's a nice period style, though. Sort of early Halloween, you might call it.
Anyway, you're pleased with your new home, Dave?
Oh, very. And, brother, what a new shower that house has. Ooh, it's one of those thin-spray, high-powered jet jobs, you know, with the pinpoint sprays. Well, I took a shower in that thing this morning, and now I've got 97 new dimples. Just makes me cuter, of course.
That did it, Cecil. Anita Kerr, let's have that eight-way version about the house that Bill Bailey should come home to, and real quick.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? She moans the whole day long. I'll pay the rent. I know I've done you wrong.
Remember that you out with nothing but a fine cocoon. I know I'm to blame. Well, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? Bill Bailey,
won't you come home?
She moans the whole day long.
I'll do the cooking, honey. I'll pay the rent.
I know I've done you wrong. And remember that rainy eve that I drove you out with nothing but a fine to go. I know I'm to blame. Well, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey,
please come home.
Bill Bailey,
I'm all alone.
Oh, won't you please come home?
Real great, gang, and thank you.
You know something, buddy? We discovered something really important when we were moving into our new place.
Dave, please, no more about the house.
No, no, this has to do with all the trips we made. You know, moving stuff from the old to the new house in our car.
So I'll give you a chance, but no foolish stuff.
Oh, no, buddy, this is real serious. We had to drive across town when we moved our things, you know. It was strictly stop-and-go driving. Traffic lights, constant starting and stopping.
Well, Dave, that stop-and-go city driving is the kind of driving most folks probably do every day. It's the toughest kind of driving there is.
That's why I wanted to remind the folks that stop-and-go driving puts a real strain on your car's motor, which means, and this is important, that the motor oil you use must be able to do a tremendous job.
And lucky for us, there is an extra special kind of motor oil that's guaranteed better. A motor oil that gives you maximum engine performance and protection, even under constant stop-and-go city driving.
This naturally better motor oil is Lion Natrilube Heavy Duty. Naturally better? Yes. Nature herself gives this oil an extra tough film that protects motor parts and prevents excessive wear. This oil has natural ability to penetrate further, to loosen and remove hard carbon deposits. Lion takes this naturally better oil and fortifies it with special chemical additives that give it even greater resistance to the forming of power-destroying sludge and lacquer, better detergent action, and greater stability under severe conditions. This all adds up to many extra miles of driving pleasure for you. Saves you costly repairs, assures you peak performance from your car under the most severe driving conditions. Incidentally, with today's high compression motors, or for cars equipped with hydraulic valve lifters, Lion Natrilube Heavy Duty Motor Oil is a must. You'll find this naturally better motor oil at the sign of the Lion. Remember, it pays to provide the best for your car. So keep your car's crankcase filled with the motor oil that's guaranteed naturally better. Lion Natrilube Heavy Duty.
Go, go, go to the sign of the Lion. Stop, stop, stop at the sign of the Lion. Drive, drive, drive on Lion Natrilube. Keep your car running better longer. Go bye, bye.
Bye, bye
on Lion Natrilube.
Oh, I thought you were in wonderful voice, Miss Watson.
Thank you, Mr. Hall.
Hey, all kidding aside, while you're still in tune, let's you and I put our heads together and do a little fireside-type cadenza, hmm?
Fine. When do we begin?
How's now?
Now's perfect.
I want to go home with you.
I want to go home with you. I want to meet your family,
and I'm sure that they'll approve of me. I want to go home with you,
and nobody else will do.
Kissing goodnight at your front door
makes me love you more and more.
I want to go home with you. I want to go home.
I want to go home.
With you.
With you. I want to go home.
I want to go home.
With you.
With you.
I want to meet your family.
And I'm sure that they'll approve of me. I want to go home.
I want to go home.
With you.
With you and nobody else.
And nobody else.
Will do.
Will do.
Kissing goodnight at your front door makes me love you more and more. I want to go home. With you. I want to go home. With you.
Dolores Watson thanks you, and I thank you. You know, that little tune says a lot more than you suspect. For instance, I know a guy with a house that's so big, when it's 5 o'clock in the kitchen, it's 7 o'clock in the living room. You can have a great big house, or a medium-sized house, or a very small house. And unless there's a boy and a girl and a great deal of love, the house remains a house and never becomes a home. In musical words, every house needs a blue room like this one.
We'll have a blue room, a new room, or two rooms, where every day's a holiday, because you're married to me. Not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where I can smoke my pipe away with your wee head upon my knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses with Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs. You'll sew your trousseau and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly cares as a blue room far away upstairs. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses with Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs. You sew your trousseau and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly cares as our blue room far away upstairs.
Very fine, buddy. And may I add one more item to our motto that a house is not a home until it's a place of love?
You very may.
Well, if you want a surefire way to make a house a home, sprinkle it generously with kids.
Very good, Cecil. Hey, what sort of house did you live in, Dave?
Me? Well, the first one I can remember was in a little town just outside of Cleveland. It was a very unique town. Unique, you know, I'll give you the derivation of that word. It's from the Latin unus, meaning one, and equus, meaning horse.
The house.
Oh, well, it was a bungalow.
If you hadn't said it, we never would have gotten around to the Anita Kerr singers. Kids, build a bungalow for us, would you?
We'll build a bungalow big enough for two. Big enough for two, my honey, big enough for two. And when we marry, happy we'll be. Underneath the bamboo tree, if you'll be M-I-N-E, mine, I'll be T-H-I-N-E, thine. And I'll L-O-V-E, love you all the T-I-M-E time. You are the P-E-S-T, best of all the R-E-S-T rest. And I'll L-O-V-E, love you all the T-I-M-E time.
Just like an L-A-R-K, like up in the P-A-R-K pub, I will Christmas.
And I'll L-O-V-E
love you all the T-I-M-E time. Best of all the R-E-S-T rest, and I'll L-O-V-E love you all the T-I-M-E time.
I'm gonna L-O-V-E love you all the T-I-M-E time.
And another big gold star in your music books, gang. Real great.
Say, I have another suggestion for a happy home, B.H.
Yes, D.C.?
Put a happy car in the garage.
No kidding. Isn't this just a little too whimsical?
A happy car?
I don't think so. Happy cars make for happier people, and I'm all for happier people.
And okay, I'm with you. Prescribe.
Well, you folks do very well by your car and yourself when you drive on the new Lion gasolines that are now guaranteed to give you 100% power. But you know, you won't get that 100% power or smooth performance if your car has worn or faulty spark plugs. A spark plug that isn't operating at maximum efficiency is not furnishing the proper ignition to the cylinders. Result? No matter how superior a gasoline you may be using, the gasoline just can't deliver its top performance.
So give yourselves a fair shake, folks. Be sure you're getting the performance you pay for from the gasoline you buy.
Be sure your Lion Oil dealer checks your spark plugs next time you drive in at the sign of the Lion. And while you're there, ask him to check your car's fan belt, too. A fan belt that's slipping or one that breaks from wear can cause you some real trouble. When the fan belt breaks, the fan doesn't turn, the car heats up. And the generator works off the fan belt, too. So remember, have your Lion Oil dealer check the spark plugs and the fan belt. It takes only a moment, but it can save you a lot. Your friendly Lion Oil dealer is always ready to help you keep your car running better longer.
You'd be so to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire, under stars chill by the winter, under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to.
Of different things and places to a lot of people. You can live in a modest cottage, a mansion, or if you're for the big metropolis, a penthouse might be your address. Can't imagine life in a penthouse myself, but I hear from a certain song that is pretty nice. Let's take a look.
Just picture a penthouse way up in the sky, with hinges and chimneys for stars to go by. A sweet slice of heaven for just you and I, when we're all and live in propriety there on the roof. To heavenly hermits we will be in truth when we're alone. We'll see life's mad pattern as we view old Manhattan, when we can thank our lucky stars that we're living as we are.
In our little penthouse, we'll always contrive
to keep love and romance forever alive. In view of the Hudson, just over the drive, when we're in view of the Hudson, just over the drive, when we're alone.
Thank you very, very much. And now that we've sung some of your home favorites, comes time for us to head for home. Hope we can get together again next Sunday down south for another half hour of music and fun. During the coming week, drive carefully, and first chance you get, drive in at the sign of the Lion.
Try the new Lion gasolines that guarantee your car 100% power. All the power your engine can deliver. New Lion Nix Nox and new Lion Ethyl now guarantee you the quicker starting, faster warm-up, smoother acceleration, and better gasoline mileage that result from 100% power. Try new Lion Nix Nox or new Lion Ethyl right away.
And don't forget our date next week at 5 for another Sunday Down South.
Sunday Down South comes to you each week with the best wishes of the Lion Oil Company, producers of 60 petroleum products for transportation, industry, and agriculture, and a variety of nitrogen products to enrich the soil of southern farms. Now this is David Cobb speaking for the Lion Oil Company and your nearby Lion Oil dealer, who cordially invite you to be with us next week at 5 for another Sunday Down South. This is the Lion Network.